You don't know about my troubles.
No, you just sound like a black woman. A big old black woman with diabetes.
The diabetes. Black women refer to it as the sugars, okay?
I got the sugars. Don't forget. I forgot about that. That's from Left 4 Dead when we were playing way back in the day.
It's the sugars.
Coach got the sugars. Everybody get up, it's time to slam.
What's up, everybody? My name's Dwight.
My name's Dole. And I'm here to talk about
Yu-Gi-Oh! Rage Quit.
And that's Yu-Gi-Oh! Over there. He's got cards.
And... Wait, we can't start the podcast. Well, I'm watching Yu-Gi-Oh!
I was watching Doctor Who and I paused it.
Yeah?
I'll probably start watching it.
Are you rewatching through it, or are you...
Yeah, I'm on season 3 and I don't know if I can do it.
What do you mean you don't know if you could do it?
Great podcast with your... Oh, sorry.
What do you mean?
What? You guys can talk about the guy that podcast.
This is the podcast. We just started. Did you hear the intro?
That was not the start. That was some bullshit.
Fine, you do another one.
Okay, fine. What's up, everybody? Many do
I was going to let Jose do it because he thought yours was terrible, Ryan.
Well, is that happened?
I think
is
that's
that
what he said.
I thought he said you...
He shrugged it off because he's like, that was terrible. I'm not. That's not an intro. I would like to do the intro. That's what I heard from Jose.
Go well, ahead. I'm dull, okay? By my picture. I'm dull.
Floor's woman, take the floor.
No.
Equal rights, go ahead, speak up.
You know
equal rights, there you go. Women's rights, go ahead.
Go ahead, see if I care. I'll even sit all the way back here.
Ryan, come back.
Since I'm dull, I gotta do it like dull, right?
I don't know. You're talking like Jose right now.
No. Let him do it like Dull. Let him do it like Dull.
Go for it.
Hold on. I could do this. I went to school. Give me a second.
I got an education. I know what a little white girl sounds like.
School taught me many things, and that's one of them.
What's up, guys? Nope. Hello.
You brought that home, bro.
That was pretty good. I liked it.
All right, welcome back.
This is not working. It's some bullshit.
This is some bullshit. Podcast number we on, Dwight.
I know what Jose's doing. We're doing episode 111.
111. 111.
111. One across the board.
God, we're doing episode 11 on the 11th.
That is true. Look at that.
It's episode 111.
511s.
That's mildly interesting. So, Ryan, you were speaking of Doctor Who.
Look, man, season 3 is Martha, right?
Yeah.
She is the worst.
I feel the exact same.
She's in the last episode, or the second to last episode of season 2, which is just preposterous that they could do that.
Well, it's Doctor Who.
No, she dies.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Anyway.
Have you not seen the current season?
Yeah, I know. But okay. They say it's her cousin or some bullshit.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They write it off really poorly. And she's just even terrible in there. I'm like, how'd you get hired? Okay, let me just throw this one out here, Dwight. Okay. Gridlock.
Yeah, that's sort of, like, that's the black swan of the episodes that, you know, everybody sort of agrees that that's...
Dude, if I have to go to sleep, I put on Gridlock. I don't think I've ever finished that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't they talk to Face of Bo after that or something?
I think so. Yeah,
tells them those four words, and I have never gotten there. I've only just seen previously on Doctor Who.
Right. Well, that's all you need, right?
They don't actually say that, but
well, we could say it.
They'd be like Spitspot Cheerio, Doctor
Who. If we ever do get an office rolling around. And we have, like, mandatory nights. Not mandatory, but, like, just show nights, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where we can all sit down and watch a season of some shit, you know, or work together through it. Like Game of Thrones nights. That would be nice, yeah?
Or while watching some random shit.
Whatever. We could start each episode whatever. Previously on Varsity Blues.
That's the ticket.
You know? I think that'd be fun.
I'm in, man. I'm in. I'm coming back. We're gonna do it.
See, I was kind of hesitant to hear what you were going to complain about with season 3 because I was like, but you're still with the Good Doctor, so
I love David Tennant.
David Tennant is amazing.
I do love the first Doctor too. I loved the first Doctor.
Really?
I did. I was really upset. I was really upset when I was like, "What? You can't just do this." Because I didn't really know much about Doctor Who.
Yeah, the first time.
I was like, you can't just do that. You can just blow him up and make him a new person. That's bullshit.
You realize that's sort of Doctor Who's thing.
Yeah. I didn't know that yet. I've learned that a little bit. Like, they explained it in the next episode, you know?
Right.
But I was like, I don't know about this guy.
Mm.
You know? But then, of course, you know, by the end of the second season, you're like, you know?
They hit home.
They do.
Speaking of sci-fi shows, Leanne and I watched the first episode of Firefly the other
night. Love
Firefly. Yeah. We kind of ended it with, you know, we have no big motivation to really watch the second episode.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's pretty tough.
Go to the second episode.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like...
after the third, I would stop.
After the third, if we still don't like it, then stop?
I always give it at least 3. You can't do it off the first one.
I think that we are still going to watch it, but it's not something that we were like, after watching the first episode of Game of Thrones or Doctor Who, we were like, oh, we have to keep watching, you know? Or Battlestar Galactica. How awesome was that pilot?
Man, Battlestar Galactica. How quickly did I watch that show?
You burned through it. I was really surprised.
Yeah, I passed you. You were like in season 2, and I just blew past you.
Yeah.
You were standing. I thought you were done, and I think I spoiled something for you.
I think maybe you were about to, or I know you did talk about something. It's because I watched it with Leanne, and we don't see each other every day, so
Sarah and I can tear through seasons too. We watch Weeds like the whole 8 seasons of Weeds in a month.
Okay, well, back on Firefly real quick.
I love Firefly.
It's one of those shows. It's like one of those internet cult classics type of deal. And with any sci-fi show, the first season, the special effects, not going to be that great. They're going to be kind of, you know, iffy, unless it's like a big series that's coming in with a huge budget.
Like Terra Nova that flopped.
Okay, sure. I didn't see that. But
what about Lost?
Lost? Even Lost.
Plane Crash?
That wasn't that impressive.
That was very big budget.
I wouldn't say very big budget, but I mean, they also had J.J. Abrams behind them.
That is why it was so.
But he wasn't much when Lost came out, was he?
Yeah, he was a producer on that show. He was one of the.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, what else had he done before Lost?
Oh, before Lost, I don't know. But I mean, it's one of those things, though. He's a talented person.
I don't think when Lost came out, it was one of those things like, oh, we have J.J. Abrams.
No, I don't think they actually did market it about J.J. Abrams until like probably halfway through, and they're like. Executive producer J.J. Abrams, you know, but even still, like Firefly, my biggest problem with it is that it's too well lit. It looks kind of like a soap opera.
Yeah, well, it's like a western.
Yeah, I know. It's like I keep mentioning space cowboys, and I'm like, man, I keep looking over at Leanne. I'm like, you gotta watch Cowboy Bebop. Like, that's the only thing I kept thinking. I was like, man. You know what was a better space cowboy show? Cowboy Bebop.
Have you watched Serenity?
No.
Okay.
But isn't that the Firefly movie?
Even if you stop watching Firefly,
uh-huh.
And you're like, fuck this bullet, go watch Serenity.
Well, I think that we are going to give it the benefit of the doubt. We probably are going to watch a couple more episodes, and if it's still
if you crap out after the night, you're like, no, screw this show.
If we crap out, we'll still watch Serenity.
You have to. I love that's probably my all-time favorite movie. Remember my second.
I think that was practically the first thing I told Leanne when we started watching Firefly. I was like, you know, Ryan's favorite movie is Serenity.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Whispered in her ear.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to interrupt, you know.
I love Ryan.
I know all of his favorite movies.
He likes the Boondock Saints.
That was a good one. I think I showed her that movie. Because I've been like introducing her to all the like the movies that she's missed. So I've showed her like The Big Lebowski, Boondock Saints, what are some of the other
Has
ones?
Has she seen Reservoir Dogs?
No, Reservoir not Dogs yet. So boring. It's on the list though. It's Dude, one of those movies that you just kinda watch.
It's a good movie, but there's only like three sets.
But yeah, that is true.
It's a good movie though. Like I didn't like finish watching it and go, "Ah, man, I wasted my time." Like
I didn't go like I wasted movie. My time, but I was kind of like,
"What?" Like
it was an obvious independent film.
It was good. I don't care what you say.
Fight Club was another one.
Fight Club was weird.
I have a tiny little rant about Fight Club, and I'm not going to spoil it. Because I still think it's something that if you haven't seen Fight Club, go and watch it. What happens. And she didn't tell me that. Because I asked her. I was like, "Hey, have you seen Fight Club or do you know anything about it?" And she goes, "No, I've never seen it before in my life." And then we watch it. And then like I'm sitting there all waiting like, you know, like when you're showing someone and you know that something's about to come up and you're waiting for that person's reaction because it blew your mind the first time you saw it. I'm like, "Eh? Eh?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah, no, I know about that." I'm like, "What?" I was so mad. Her brother ruined it for her. Way back when, because he's like, have you seen this or whatever? And he's like, "Are you ever going to watch it?" And she said, "No," at the time. This was before we knew each other. And so he told her. And then she came in knowing that. And I was so sad because it's such like.
You're going to whoop his ass?
No, he's a good guy.
Get out of his belt.
No, I like Pat.
Boy.
You ruined the movie for the last time.
That's why.
So,
Cowboy had some Spurs.
I was sad about that. But then I showed her Pulp Fiction, Boondock Saints, Big Lebowski. Reservoir Dogs is on there. We haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
That's good. She has to watch that one.
Meh.
It's good, dude. Don't get mad.
Meh.
That's like saying I didn't go see Scarface either. Like that's one of those movies. Like it's just the movie you have to watch, man. Well, have you seen Scarface at least?
No.
I was just gonna ask that.
No.
Woman.
It's the other part of me showing her all these things is because she's missing out on a lot of references to other movies as well in newer movies. That, like, a scene is so much more funny when you recognize the reference of it. Case in point, we just watched Rain Man. She's never seen it, so I figured, all right, I'll show her Rain Man. And in that movie, there's a scene where Dennis Hoffman gets, like, a suit or whatever, like a gray suit, and Tom Cruise is behind him, and they're coming down this escalator. And there's the same scene is in the first Hangover, where Zach Galifianakis' character thinks that he could, he's been reading his poker book.
Oh, the casino scene.
The casino scene. So, yeah. And then he's coming down the elevator too, and he's in that suit, and he's like holding it, he's all proud and stuff coming down, and they're all like behind him too. And that was a reference to Rain Man. But no one's going to get that if they haven't seen Rain Man, so it's just another scene with Zach being weird, you know? So,
badass.
I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff like that that, you know, she hasn't seen. We also watched a couple of other things on Netflix. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Good Will Hunting's another movie she hasn't seen.
Oh, shit. Truman Show's on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
That.
Good movie right there.
Oh. I remember leaving, like, finished watching that movie, and I was just like, "Nope, I'm not. Fuck this."
What?
I was like, "This could be my life now." Thanks a lot. Like,
don't spoil it, but go watch it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, Truman Show.
Truman Show. Damn. Love that movie.
Oh, Big Fish. She hasn't seen that. So we watched that, and she's a big fan.
I don't think I've seen
that.
Yeah, I haven't seen Big Fish. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like a super cult classic, but it's an interesting movie to watch. Ryan, you should watch it with Sarah.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, it's a Tim Burton movie with Ewan McGregor.
Tim Burton's weird as fuck.
Yeah, but it's not like it's not like a typical Tim Burton, you know. It's not like super weird just to be weird.
He's weird as fuck.
It's about
Johnny Depp kill his wife all the time.
His wife is actually in this movie too.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
Of course you get into movies when you're sleeping with the director.
Right. But she doesn't play a very big part. You see her once in the beginning and then another scene near the end.
She's weird too.
She is weird. But anyway, it's an alright movie.
She was perfect in Harry Potter though.
Yeah, yeah, she was. She played that part pretty good.
Nailed the part.
Also, yeah.
Awesome.
A movie that I was ashamed to say that I've never seen and that we both watched for the first time was Memento.
I've never seen Memento.
It's another one of those movies. It's number one on IMDb's top 200 Netflix streaming list.
Stop it.
So wow. And it's also like highly rated between like from everybody. And it's from 2000. It's a Christopher Nolan movie.
It's called Mementos, like the
Memento,
like the air or the breath freshener.
No, like uno momento,
like a memento.
It's right there,
like,
Ryan.
Oh, so like a second.
No,
I just linked it to you.
A minute.
It's a memento.
One momento.
Oh my god, you dumb.
This like give me uno momento, but not really. It's a memento.
Oh, so it's one like
moment to remember something.
It's like Spanglish. It's one momento.
Oh my god!
Anyways,
it's called Memento. Continue.
It's a good movie.
How do you spell it? Just tell me how to spell it.
I sent the link, bro.
No, I'm gonna go get my mouse. You don't even know how. Tell me
Ryan,
how to
when it. You are ready to watch it, the link will be in the conversation.
I don't watch. No.
M E M.
Oh, I was way off. M E.
M-E-M. Okay, Ryan. E-N.
What?
E-N. T-O.
That's not a real
word. Memento.
How are you?
That's not a real word. It's not a real word, guys.
It's not. It's not even fighting anything, right?
Oh, how were you spelling it before?
I think he was spelling M-O, like Momento.
It was Momento.
It was Momento.
One Momento, please.
He's like, it was called Memento. It's a Spanglish movie. It's beautiful.
God damn it.
Apparently, there is an actual movie called Memento, and it's a short musical whose director is Manuel de Oliveira.
He knows about Momentos.
Hey, guys, get it. Shut up. Anyways, it's a good movie. It's like a psychological thriller, and it's really neat. It's a movie that you need to sit down and watch.
Should I watch it in bed? Like with that?
No. It's not a scary movie. It's just something that you need to pay attention to, and if you're trying to fall asleep during it, you're gonna miss a lot of stuff.
Oh no, I'm not saying I'm trying to fall asleep. I'm just comfortable in bed watching movies.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, your position doesn't matter as long as you're paying attention.
Yeah. I hold it in my hand or I put it on the thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
My phone stands up on its own. It doesn't even need a freaking kickstand because it's flat nice, on every side.
Yeah. It's basically this guy can't make new memories. He suffers from short-term memory loss. And he has a bunch of tattoos all over his body of like clues because he's trying to figure out who killed his wife. So each day he kind of progresses a little bit and he follows the clues on his arm and, you know, tattoos more on there and stuff like that. Have you
gotcha.
Seen it?
No. You remember Derek Comedy?
Yes.
He did a skit about that. Remember, don't suck his dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was off of this.
That's what it's for. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Good movie. I liked it. It's a movie I think I'm going to have to watch again sometime in the future to kind of see if I can't figure out it a little bit more. So, it was good.
Have you seen Old Boy?
No.
Grandma's Boy?
No, Old Boy.
Old Boy.
Isn't that a Japanese movie?
Yes. But, like, it's one of those movies that you have to watch. Like, it's one of those, like, it's going to fuck with your... it just fucks with your mind. It's one of those types of movies. It's called Old Boy.
No, it's called Oldie Boy.
Yeah.
Oldie Boy.
Oldie Boy.
Oldie Boy.
With no clue how he came to be imprisoned, drugged and tortured for 15 years, a desperate businessman seeks revenge on his captors. Is this going to be like
It's really
gonna
be some
real like action flick. Like it's like it's actually the fifth sequel to some movie.
This movie is violent, dark, suspenseful.
Like saying dark is an understatement. Like that movie is dark.
Don't go in the closet. Don't go in there.
No, dude, that movie's fucked. Like you watching, you're just like, I don't want to.
Wow, it's a Korean movie.
Hey, Alex, can you just go over who the director and the cast is for me?
Director is Chan Wook Park, and your cast is all star cast.
Of course, Joy. I wouldn't expect anything less from Chan Wook Park.
No. The sad part is their names and the characters they play are one and the same.
Of course,
it's
they
are. It's Ming-Sik Choi, and I think their name is Dai-Suo.
Oh my
god! Yeah, Dai-Suo.
Dai-Suo.
You got Wu Jinli.
Yeah. You also got Ji Tae-Yu.
Oh,
you okay, Kim?
You okay, Kim?
Hyo-Yi-Tan.
These are fantastic.
Jin Se-yoon and Kwang Rocko.
Kwang Rocko. You guys seen that new movie with Kwang Rocko?
Kwang Rocko in it? He's really
it's a new Chan Wook Park movie. It's fantastic. It's dark, it's violent, and it's very suspenseful. Speaking of Japanese movies that you guys need to watch, I've told Alex to watch it. Alex, I don't know if you have or not. Mm-hmm. It's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
Oh no, I haven't.
Or Jiro, but you know, Jiro Dreams of Sushi.
I'm not watching that.
Is this like a indie film?
Yes and no. It's a documentary of this dude. Yeah, that you know, it's right there. It's this Japanese dude. It's like a documentary about his sushi restaurant, and it's $300 a plate, and you're in and out in about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And he has 3 Michelin stars, and it's rated the best restaurant in the entire like world for sushi.
I want some good sushi. I'll pay $300 for it.
It is a great documentary. It's shot really well. It's fantastic. It's a good show to watch, especially even more if you do like sushi.
I love because sushi. But then I want to go get a bunch of sushi.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, I know, me too, and I don't even eat fish.
Maybe watch it after you're done eating, so you're not.
You don't eat fish.
I don't eat.
Dude,
fish.
Watch Buddy.
Wait. Hold on. Is it like a religious thing?
No.
Is it like a health thing?
No.
Do you not like fish?
No.
Then no, what
you,
the fuck?
Wait. No, you don't like fish.
Do you?
No, I don't eat fish. No, I don't like fish.
You like fish?
No, I don't like fish.
Oh, so you like sushi?
So you don't like fish is what you say?
Yes.
And that's why you don't eat fish.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good enough reason.
All right, well, I'm going to slap you in the face of the fish.
All right.
Alex, you don't like sushi?
No, and that makes me sad because it looks so good, and I've tried it before, but I can't do it. I have.
The thing is,
like, you got a baby step, though. You got to go, like, shrimp,
exactly.
Like, cook shrimp. And then, like, go to, like,
I do eat shrimp.
Okay, from there, go to, like, oysters, and then you work your way. And then you get to, like,
eel.
Yeah.
Go
eel. Eel's also good.
Oh, eel's fantastic. Oh, yeah.
You got to baby step yourself.
Alex.
There is a place here that has this eel roll that's like the eel's cooked on top. Oh my god, it's like $20 for the roll, but I get it every time.
So the one thing about sushi that I've come to realize, Alex, because I didn't like it at first because the only experience I had was like crappy Californian rolls and like a bunch of other fake stuff. Like that's like the fake crab meat and like crab salad and shit. So, Ryan, actually, my experience was from people at DMI, and so
from like Food for Less.
No, they some of them. Pal, he went to actual places and he let me try it, and I was like, nah, that's not good,
dude.
It is a baby step thing. If you want to even go even further, Alex, try some of the deep fried rolls. Like, start with some of those because those are cooked, and they don't really have a big, I don't know, impact, I guess you could say. They're
because they're
to
so
eat.
Fatty from all the frying and stuff. Like, it masks.
Well, it all depends. Yeah, it all depends on the place that you go to eat them. Some of them are, like, gross because they do over fry them. Some of them, they lightly fry them, and it's fantastic. But, yeah, like what Jose said, start with shrimp, maybe even actual crab, not fake crab, or eel. Eel is really good. Another thing, don't be intimidated by stuff. eel to me before I had it. No, yeah, no, thank right? you. You know,
it's delicious, or, man.
It's fantastic. I know. It's just, it's so good. And Terry and I have come up with this, like, this. It's a feeling that you get. There's no feeling in the world like being full on sushi compared to other food. Being full on sushi, it's just you feel so nice. Like, you're ready to just go do things.
And then you get that one chunk of wasabi that you're just like, fuck me, but it feels so good.
I don't do wasabi. Wasabi's not even meant to like sit there and spite. Like, it's meant to disinfect the fish. That's like the main purpose of wasabi.
Goes in. Ginger is supposed to clear your palate, you know.
Dude, it goes in. It goes in my soy sauce, and yeah. I eat it.
Yeah, now, if you do a little mixture of like the ginger, you take ginger and wasabi and mix it with the soy sauce, it's good. But like people that are like, I'm gonna take a massive gallop, like I'm like, it's just meant to disinfect the fish, kind of in a sense. Yeah. That's like the main.
Anyways, Alex,
a lot of Japanese people that would just eat that shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, to each their own. But again, Alex, just do some baby steps. Go to one, try a deep fried roll.
Find out which one's the best in town.
Yeah, you know.
And then once you get to that point where like you kind of start liking it, literally go and buy it at it where it's expensive, because the actual like that price difference actually does make a difference when you're having it fresh, it like just made. It's a
2 day old fish to
yeah, dude. Like morning. If you go to the supermarket, buy that sushi, it tastes like it's shit, dude. It's basically it's all, like okay, all well, sticky
that
and
might,
nasty.
Might have a lot to do with it then.
When they fresh do it, it is the best.
Is your only experience from supermarket sushi like already like cut up and like in the plastic old container?
Do you have any?
Yes, because okay, and it's yeah. like multiple experiences of it. Like yeah, I try it.
You, know, to like you want to go to an actual restaurant?
Dude, yes. Go to a what are they called? The grills, the like Benihana's,
Hibachi or
Hibachi. They have always if they have a sushi bar, it's always fresh.
Yeah,
because well, they have to get all their food fresh all the time.
We have like Chinese buffets around here that have sushi bars.
Don't go to
no, don't the buffets are just like dude, like the one I go.
There's a sushi bar. Like there's a guy who's making it there.
Yeah, but those still aren't that good because it's a buffet. They buy all their stuff like wholesale, and they, you know what I mean. They buy it's basically it's a buffet, dude. They're meant to buy cheap to sell cheap. Yeah, you got to go to the
quantity
place
over
where,
quality.
Like, you're spend, yeah, you got to go to the place where you're gonna spend like the roll's gonna cost you like 15, 20 bucks, 25 bucks, yep. But it's really, really good, dude. Yeah. Like they gut the fish out like right there.
It'll be like just be prepared. It'll be about at least $15 for a good roll.
Yep,
at least, and I've paid up to 22. You know. So, but the thing is like you can just get the one and it'd be great. It's fantastic.
How big is this one?
It all depends on the restaurant.
Yeah. Because it's one of those things.
Yeah. There's one in town that kind of makes it small. It's like $12 and it's kind of like a little bit smaller and it's not that good. But then there's this other place called Mikasa's that's fantastic. They're a little bit more expensive, but their rolls are huge.
It's called Mikasa's and it's served sushi.
Huh?
Oh my god.
Manteca is such a hick town.
So, how about like a Japanese steakhouse? You think they'd have it there?
Yeah, they'd be good there.
Yeah.
Because there's one right by my house.
Because they have to get all their meat fresh.
Dude, but the only thing I will say though is like when you go for sushi's like a treat. Okay, you're not gonna go there like overindulge. You go there like to appreciate the flavor. So, don't go to get sushi and be like, I'm gonna fill myself up like a motherfucker. Like,
there's gonna be tough for that me. Once in a while once you love sushi.
But it's—I mean—it's really good when you start tasting good sushi and having like really like it's just fresh and it's good, dude. It's just amazing flavors.
It's the strangest thing how good sushi is here. Like it's we're completely landlocked, and every other place you go, their seafood's kind of shitty. But sushi places here are amazing. It's the weirdest fucking thing in the world.
When people say, you know, like when they give you that bullshit where oh you don't like something, it's an acquired taste. Sushi is quite literally an acquired taste. I didn't like it at first.
You how much does something like this great. Be? Because this is something more my speed.
That would be very expensive.
Okay.
That would be very expensive.
That looks so good. Look at those fucking... You want something with lobster tails on there? Are you looking at
this, you're probably looking at least 60 to 80 bucks easily.
Yeah, dude, that feeds a family of
four. Oh, dude. God damn, dude.
Shit, man. Let's see, we got some crab... Here, what's this? Salmon? Tuna?
They got spicy tuna in the back.
Spicy tuna. And what's next to that? Little veggie roll? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Like, a little veggie roll with some caviar on top.
And then there's salmon. There's fresh tuna.
Yep.
That shrimp in the back.
They got lobster tail, shrimp. These are probably some California rolls. These are some stuffed fucking veggie rolls. Look at that thing on the right, Jose.
I know. That one's like – that's actually the cone ones.
That's a hand roll. That's a hand roll. Shit, man.
Yeah, you're going to spend some money on that one, but I bet it's like delicious. All delicious.
Dude, look at that gob of wasabi. It's like its own sushi roll.
No, but
well, it's for the whole plate, man.
I know. It's a monster.
Alex, a good sushi place, you'll get something like this.
God, that looks delicious.
A good one. A good sushi place will have that. It's yes, a good, yes, just you a will decent, have that. A very nice single roll that has that's brought
that's
together
like 15
nice.
Bucks.
This is the that's, worst conversation.
This would probably, yeah, that's probably about 15 to 20, yeah.
Okay, so the, it'll be so you're good. Not supposed to just have sushi by itself, right? And so yeah. Assuming you could have like a meal with it.
No, I go and get just a sushi roll.
Yeah,
but we should. You're dropping 15, 20 bucks on it, you know, it's good.
Yeah, but you're getting it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, you're getting a roll
like,
for
let's
first.
Say if I were to take my girlfriend out.
She would get a roll as well.
Yeah, you'd spend 30 bucks. You get your own roll.
You spend more than 30 bucks. You got to buy drinks. You got to buy the sushi.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to buy appetizers so you don't know what you're
again, doing. Alex, this isn't something that you just go and do like
this
whenever
like,
the fuck you want. All right?
Like, you can't go in there with sandals and shorts, okay? You got to go in there. You can't just go in there with, like, you didn't shower. You know, you've got to stain on your shirt. You can't
unless
go in there.
Unless you're getting it to go. Unless you're getting it to go.
Yes, yes.
And even then, come on, man. Take
I
a know, shower.
I only like getting sushi with it. Like,
put some socks on.
Like when I just got off work and I still have my like nice button-up shirt on and I just took my tie off.
Alex, this right here is called the shrimp killer.
Dude, this fresh tuna is so
that's
good.
That's a solid roll right there.
Ooh.
Man, that costs fucking $15, $20? Holy
yes.
Shit.
You seen the one where they put like thin sliced avocado on it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is.
There's one here. It's a place called Hayashi. I was actually in the commercial for the place.
So let me ask.
No, thank you.
And they have a roll called the J roll, and it's like cream cheese. Oh my god! It's like five different things, and the owner made it himself, and it is right. Fucking incredible.
You don't get full from this, obviously, right?
No.
Well, from one, no, but like when
one
Leanne
and a couple
go,
drinks, yeah.
Yeah, when Leanne and I go, we usually get a roll for each other, and then. Or for, you know, ourselves. And then we get, like, a smaller roll to kind of split between the two of us. And then we're
and then
good.
You share your rolls, too. So
yeah, you can share them, too.
And also, they have like, the cheap California rolls and all that.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, usually,
dude,
like,
California
gone,
rolls will go for, yeah. like, $5-6 easy.
Yeah, the cheap rolls are cheap. Like, they're cheap for a reason. But then you basically get, like, one really expensive roll. And then you get, like, a couple cheap ones, maybe an appetizer. And, like, I've done it. When I've taken a girl out over, like, I spend, like, 60, 70 bucks.
I was thinking that really might good. Be, like, around the price range, 60, 70
Alex,
bucks.
Alex, yeah. You know that picture you linked us?
Yeah.
You can buy, like, in the ones in the middle with just the fish on top, you can buy, like, two of those for, like, a buck.
Yeah, that's a sashimi.
Yeah, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. So you get a couple of those. My God, I want some sushi right
now. Some of the cheaper ones, Alex, when you go and look, like you'll see like it's usually like the most places I go, they'll have like a cheap section and then they'll have their signature rolls. The signature ones are going to be the ones that are about $15.
They're going to be amazing.
Yeah, those ones, they're top notch. I haven't actually found one yet that I don't really like.
I would say don't get anything with caviar right off the bat. Just
you know what? I got an idea.
Fish.
Yeah,
why don't we go? Why don't we go to like a sushi place during MineCon?
Fuck you.
Absolutely.
We gotta go to like the one where like the girl gets naked and you eat off her. That's like the one that's like,
yo, hold on, you just said baby steps. Damn,
that is baby steps.
Is that baby steps?
Is that baby steps? Because I'm pretty sure you just threw an infant into the deep.
Well, no, like there's still regular rolls on her. Okay, they're just on her body, not on a plate. It's
ew,
a
she has rolls. What is it, Tuesday?
No,
I think it's gonna be a weekend. So,
yeah, not exactly. She got rolls.
I don't know if there's a place like that in Orlando, Jose.
we'll find a place.
You eat it off of Minnie Mouse.
Anyways, yes, we will.
Well, that's if I that's go. If I go. Shit,
I probably won't go, man.
Jose, you better go.
I've heard I better go, but let me tell you,
it's hard being broke.
Yeah, it is, dude. Mm-hmm. And summer sales going on, and I don't got pennies to be spending everywhere.
Shut up.
Think I'm acting made out of pennies?
Acting like I'm made of pennies over here.
Asshole's ready to drop $2.60 on pennies.
Oh, shit. I dropped a penny, bro. That was worth it. But no, dude, sushi, awesome. You have to do baby step it, dude. But you're going to, like, then when you get to, like, caviar, you're going to be like, okay, I see you.
I don't it's like you, but I see you.
I've done it. The one, dude, never, ever, okay, if you're baby stepping, never do the roll that's, like, the salmon eggs. Never.
Yeah, don't do eggs, man.
Do not. The salmon egg one, they're like these orange balls. They're like orange little pearls wrapped in a fucking in seaweed. Do not do that one.
Have you ever gone fishing?
No.
Oh. Yes. Always.
So the little power bait? Do you remember power bait?
No, Alex, dude, there's just...
That's what it looks like.
If I can give you an example of like imagine, okay, they're cold, right? They're like, when the second you put it to your mouth, the little eggs are cold and all that, and you bite into them.
Oh, and then
this warm juice comes out of it.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I see things like this, and then it makes me sad because I don't eat fish.
Okay, so, Alex, that right there is something that Leanne and I got for our two-year anniversary. That was, I think, a $15 roll at Mikasa's. And
God damn, that looks good.
And then the one in the back... Right, it's not Spanish!
It's called Mikasa's, bro.
Yeah, right? It's not spelt that way.
You went to my house.
Anyways.
Thank you, Jose.
We all got the joke, Ryan. That wasn't the problem.
I thought you were serious here. I didn't even know you were kidding. I thought this was dead serious. It wasn't a joke. I thought you were joking.
No. Anyways.
Uno momento, okay?
Anyways, this is a role that I got. And then the one in the back there is the one that we shared. And it was some sort of like tuna thing. I don't know. It was that was actually the one I didn't really like a whole lot, but that one was awesome. So that's I think eel avocado with crab salad on top and some other crap on the inside. I forget. It's fantastic. Cool. It's fantastic.
How are you supposed to eat something that big?
You just carefully.
Yeah.
You take it out one little slice at a time.
And you eat the top part, and then you go for them because the top's gonna fall off.
The top's gonna fall off. It's always gonna fall off.
See, it looks so good, but you know,
it's fantastic. It's so good. It is honestly the greatest thing ever.
Just don't do the eggs, dude. Please, just don't like no, take
good.
It from me.
I'm good with eggs. You know,
I've done the egg. Eggs. I've just what's don't do salmon eggs. Like if you're gonna do eggs, do like the little black ones it's from like you know.
So I would agree.
Do those. The little black ones are cool, but like don't just like sand. Like I wasn't ready for the salmon ones either, dude. That was probably one of the like nastiest flavors I've ever had. Like just because the fact again, it's like it's cold when you touch it to your lips, then you bite into it, and this warm juice comes out of the eggs. It's gross. It throws you off.
What am I looking at now?
What is? It's called roe, isn't it? The eggs on top there.
Oh, but those eggs are good. Those eggs are good.
Yeah, those ones are
fine.
Don't
do that until you're ready either.
The thing is that those ones are so small, it doesn't really...
No, but it's the texture. Subtle. The texture. They get in your teeth.
I guess, yeah.
Freak them out, man. I've
never been bothered by those, but I...
Those are good.
Again, it's something that, like, once you like it, there's so many options. Like, there's so many things that you can get and, like, so many combinations of stuff and... Each time is something new. It's not like getting a burger or something like that. Like, okay, this burger's all right. Oh, this one has bacon. That's great.
Do this one.
You know?
This one has bacon?
Do not do this one. We're talking about burgers, right here. Ryan. If you do this one, like, if you see that one, just stay away from it. Just don't.
Yeah, don't do that one.
That's the warm.
No.
Like it looks good. You like you're like okay, but
no,
you
bite, no, it doesn't.
It kind of like just this ooze of just warm goo comes out of it. Gross.
Warm goo.
What is this called?
Ikura? It's warm, dude. It's salmon eggs, bro. I guess it's called ikura, but it's...
Dude, Jose and Ryan, we got to get something like this, man, one day. Just
I want
plate.
The boat. The place over here, they actually have the
boat.
Oh, we did that. Sarah and I went to a place. We got gift cards. We went to a sushi boat place.
That's crazy.
It was so cool.
You know, I want to do the one that Man vs. Food did when he did that sushi one where, like, those really spicy hand rolls. Did you ever see that episode?
I forgot.
It was, like, the place that after you do them, like, you walk in there and, like, the waiters and stuff have to, like, bow to you.
Sushi Hellfire?
It was just some crazy challenge, and it was just basically, like, you had to do sets of sushi, and each got hotter and hotter and hotter. Like, the guy did one with habaneros, and he did one with ghost pepper.
Was it a boat?
No, it was like those cones, the hand rolls.
Okay, so
you basically had to eat four cones and like another right four there. And then like the last four.
Those types of things. Yeah?
Yes, that was it.
Alright.
Those look so good, dude. They just have like that tuna in it and just rice. And those I want to go eat. A lot of.
I've never had one. Do you just eat the whole thing?
Yeah, it's seaweed wrap.
Alright. That dude's gonna die, right? Like he's no, just gonna kind of keel over. At one
he
point,
realized. Right? I think he realized he was gonna die. That's when he did the whole the man or the world versus food thing, where he doesn't eat. He just watches people eat.
He's gonna kill other people.
He was gonna die. He's like, guys, I can't anymore. He started having people come in to do the challenges, and he would like coach them.
There was like 3 seasons of that on Netflix, and I was just like, oh, what's this? So I watched one, and I'm like, Oh, God, he ate the whole... Okay, next episode.
It's man versus food, right?
And, yeah, man versus food. And he just... It's just one thing after the next. I'm like, this dude is gonna die. I was literally, like, more worried about the man than the actual show. I was like, you gotta calm down, dude. You gotta stop doing this. And then I thought, okay, between seasons, he's just crazy healthy, working out, being all nice and fit, whatever. And then when the season starts, that's when he's just like, all right, let's get back to it.
But, like, he hasn't anymore. Like, he just got all fat. Like, have you seen him on the new series? He's just like, hey, guys, I'm Matt Richmond. Like,
his voice has changed.
Like, I saw him. Like, and the thing is, when I was watching it, I was jumping, like, episodes. So I got to one episode where he's like, guys, I'm going to eat a 5-pound sandwich. I was like, oh, okay. And the next one, I got to eat 13 gallons of ice cream. I was like, no, stop. No,
that's the thing. You watch the show, and then you get to the point where you're like, "Stop it!"
I know. But it's like this? He's like, "I'm gonna eat this massive sandwich," and then he goes to like another business. He's like, "Oh, we're gonna make you a burger with 5 patties in it." Oh, okay, cool. He sits there, eats that, goes to another place, eats like 5,000 more things.
Yeah, I know.
And he's like, "Okay, it's time for the challenge."
That's right. He goes and eats stuff before he goes and eats stuff.
Well, you have to. You can't go in there with an empty stomach, or it'll be small.
Dude, but he just
you gotta warm up your stomach like a muscle.
Jose, is that the challenge you were talking about right there with like the 2 pounds of fries too?
Oh my god, that one, like he couldn't even finish it. That one I was like, please stop. And the other guy thought he was gonna have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Which like, one's mid-fight. That was the one where he had to like, he was in I think he was in like Philly or something.
Jesus Christ.
I think he went to Philadelphia.
It was like
5 pounds
of it was 5 pounds of fries and just like 30 burger patties.
Yeah.
Wow. It was just
ridiculous.
And like no one's ever beaten it yet. No one's beaten it. And no one will because that's too much to consume.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there one episode where he goes to this pizza place right here in Sarasota? It's like this giant pizza.
I've done one of those challenges.
Are you talking about that pizza?
Let me see.
It was called like the Carnivore Challenge.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was the one. I've actually done one. There's a place in Miami that had literally across from my house. And it was $30, and it was a 30-inch pizza.
Yeah, hey, there was one of those in Chicago.
You had 3 people, and you had to eat the whole pizza and a whole 2-liter of soda in like under an hour.
Shit, was it called 30s Pizza?
No, but they just had that challenge.
Yeah, so did the one we went to.
And theirs was like you had to have two toppings. You had to have 2 toppings.
We had a third teammate that was a really wink link, and he failed.
That's what happened.
You know, ours was. The weirdest one that I didn't see him finish. I'm pretty confident that he didn't finish it. I don't know, Jose. Maybe you can correct me. Was this one where he had to eat like a 2 or 3 foot thing of like sausage or bratwurst or whatever?
I think he did. I thought that was so weird.
I could do it.
Man, that just looks like it would just fill up your entire intestine.
I think he could because he's fucking eating everything else the whole time.
That was after the pizza one.
He looks like sick. He looks like he's gonna die. Look at him. He looks like
Ryan.
He looks like Bilbo Baggins after he didn't have the ring for like 6 months.
Ryan, it's the best show to watch when you're working on something else or you just kind of want something in the background. Just watch it. Just watch the show and then come back.
Him slowly die. That's all it is.
Come back to this.
That doesn't look like a swirly shit.
I'm not saying it's not, Ryan. There you go, right there. 2008 to current.
He did that Texas one that was like the one where you had to eat like a 72-ounce steak, a freaking potato, a biscuit, coleslaw.
Yeah.
Like, he does that one and then he like fucks up everything else. Yeah, dude, look how fat he got. He's wearing a dude. He's wearing a freaking scarf to cover his fat rolls. That's he got fat, dude.
Somebody he's probably so told hopeful. Him, "Hey man,
hey man, you're getting a little fat."
No. You don't like keep on some of the weight you're eating. You're gonna die. Like mm-hmm. You can't just be burning it off like that. Your body can't do it. You're gonna die.
I remember that ice cream one too, Jose. Now that you're bringing it up, because it was like a bucket.
It was called the kitchen sink, dude. It was just like this massive, just.
Hey, I did that.
What?
I did the kitchen sink. I have a bumper sticker that says, "I."
Are you serious, Ryan?
I got a, it's not. It's at my parents' house. I did it when I was in Chicago.
You did the kitchen sink then?
Yep.
No, wait, the kitchen sink was on top of a kitchen sink type looking yeah. thing.
It had,
no, I'm talking like, about the bucket one.
Which was the bucket one? Because I know he did the milkshake one that was like he had to have like 13 milkshakes, and he didn't do it because he threw up.
Where is it? I'll look for it. You guys can vamp. But anyways, this is the kitchen sink. Yeah.
Holy shit! I'm right fucking there? Hungry now, man.
Yes, that's the kitchen sink.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Gotta, like, that's too much. I can't do ice cream. I'm not like an ice cream fan. Like I can have ice cream for a little bit and I'm like, okay, cool, that was nice. Yeah. And then that's it.
I can pound ice cream.
I can't, dude.
Motherfucker.
I can pound ice cream. I beat the shit out of it, man.
You don't even fucking no.
I don't think that the bucket one was actually one that he participated in. I think it was one of those things that he went to before the main challenge type of deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't find it. But it was like a big bucket.
Okay.
That's so many. Like, he's this poor man.
Yeah, but we all wish we had his job at the time.
Oh, dude. Dude, just fuck it. You know, here, you guys, I'm wearing this big ass sandwich. Watch me. Like, that's great. But yeah. I still just, poor guy, watching him just slowly kill himself.
Or when he had to eat, like, those 12 wings, but they were ghost chili pepper or ghost pepper wings.
I felt so bad, dude.
Like, that, just the sauce alone looked like it could burn through, like, wood. Like, if it dropped, it just burned through it.
Dude, you know where I want to go? Do you remember the one where they had, like, that? It was called, like, Hell's Week or Hell something? And it was that place where you go there and all the menu just changes, and it was all, like, ghost pepper this and ghost pepper that and chilies. And if you couldn't handle it, you had to ask the doctor to help you and give you a popsicle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's a place you have to ring a bell and drink a glass of milk or they won't let you continue the challenge.
For what? So
like hot wings. Like there's a place like if you like ring, you have to ring a bell. And once you ring that bell, they bring you a cold glass of milk and you have to finish the whole thing before you're allowed to continue eating because somebody almost died of heat stroke.
Jesus.
Well, Ryan,
when you watch the show, nearly everything, every challenge, they're going to say, like, yeah, no, people have almost died because of this or whatever. Almost every single one.
It's stupid.
And, you, like, a lot of it, too, 9 out of 10 challenges, you got to sign a waiver.
This is the craziest yeah. I've had.
There was that one they were like, you got to sign this. You might not make it.
Yeah. Dude, that's nothing. That's what that dude wakes up for breakfast.
I know.
Yeah, it's time for a late night snack.
You know, there was there's the one that I saw like that he failed at, but I saw some other guy on YouTube that he had this whole like up thing like where he just sits there and eats food. It's in Vegas, and the plate costs like $150.
Jeez.
And it's basically like one of the best cuts of sirloin meat, and it's like freaking like 80 or 90 ounces.
My God.
It's basically meant for 7 people, but if you can eat all of it, the meal's free, and you just walk out.
Well, I think that's almost all of these, if you can finish it,
yeah,
it's free.
Meal's free.
Yeah. Well, this one is like, it's just, you know, you can go over and over again. This guy literally goes there. Like, he came back. He's like, oh, you're back. He's like, yep, I want another one. Like, there's no limit as how many times you can go.
Remember that burrito?
Dude, I don't think anyone's done that one. Like, the one with the free rides, right?
I don't know.
The one in Vegas where, like, you eat the burrito and it's like a fucking mammoth burrito. Oh, but if you eat it, you get, like, free rides for, like, the rest of your life in Vegas.
Huh.
If you lose, you get that shirt that says you're a weenie.
I want the shirt anyways.
Yeah, so you know.
Like, if you win, you're like, can I have the weenie shirt, please?
No, then weenie. I'll have another, sir.
I'm going to have to rewatch the show again, because it was just, Like, it gets kind of repetitive because they have, like, a format, you know, of how they go about editing it. Because he doesn't do the challenge until the end of the episode. But yeah. Before that, you know, he goes and visits other places around town and crap
like that.
He just
stuffs his fucking face.
He just eats more. He's like, oh, that's pretty good. Now I'm going to go across the street and see what they're making.
I've only done, like, one eating challenge, like, my whole life. Like, and that was it.
I've done so stupid many.
Really? I did one, and, like, I didn't get anything for it, which kind of sucked. It was like, take your picture if you finish. I was like, all right.
Have you guys seen my brother and dad? We always do that shit together.
Yeah.
We're huge for a reason.
Well, Ryan, if we go, we have to do this. We have to find a place that has a challenge. Like, there's actually challenges here in Texas and all that I want to go do.
Yeah, there's a couple here, too.
Well, if we ever make it back to Vegas at some time, I'm sure there's tons there.
I miss what you guys are talking about, but that burrito looks amazing.
Yeah, that's the burrito I was talking about.
Yo,
that's
can't finish that.
No,
let
you can't.
Me at it.
No, you can't. Bro, you'd make it halfway through it. That sour cream, the first one there.
Dude, yo, that thing is like 20.
Oh, it has sour cream? I love sour cream. I will just eat sour cream.
I don't think that's how you're supposed to do it.
No, it's not.
Shit, man. I would probably get to that first guacamole right there and be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my old age, I don't know if I could eat anymore. Except for when I go to Tacano's, dude. Everybody's done eating, and I'm like, don't flip that to red. I'm about to eat.
The one I wanted to do is the muscle challenge you did. The one hits you like a couple dozen muscles.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I was like, dude, I want to do that one. Like, I love fucking oysters and mussels.
Or oysters.
They're so good, dude. But the one thing about them,
you could probably like get sick from eating too much seafood.
No, the one thing about oysters for me though is, and for everyone that has eaten them, like you get that one that just doesn't hit your mouth right, and it fucks the entire plate up.
It's just bitter as shit.
Yeah, it tastes bad. It's grainy. It's still, and then it just you don't want to eat any more after that. You're like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, it tastes like sand.
Yep.
Oh, dude, anchovies.
Continue.
Dude, I will just eat them straight out of the can.
I have not had been to that point.
Sardines are okay. Like, I'll enjoy a sardine, but it's all about
anchovies. What's the difference between sardines and anchovies?
Sardines are considerably larger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you eat them whole, just like an anchovy.
Interesting.
I think if they were in my food, I wouldn't mind. I just don't think I've been to that point. I'm like, ooh, and just picking them out.
What?
I don't think I've been to that point as eating them, like, just there, out of the can.
Yeah, dude. We made homemade pizza the other night, and we put anchovies on it. And Sarah's like, I'm going to throw these anchovies away. I was like, no, put them in the fridge. So she puts them in the fridge in a plastic bag. And I go get them, like, later in the night, and they're, like, frozen grease. You know, it's like the white grease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck this. And I threw it on the counter and went back to playing Halo. And about an hour later, I walk into the kitchen. I was like, oh, shit, these are ready to eat. And I just went to town.
Dude, so you know how when you search for things on Google now, like if you just look up man versus food and go to images, it'll separate it, like they'll give you extra suggestions to kind of narrow it down. Like there's logos and like for him, it goes like do some of the main stuff that people search, like wings and burrito.
Oh, yeah.
If you go over just one little scroll, the other option is just fat. That's just it. It's like man versus food fat. So
I use Bing now, guys.
Get out of here.
Why?
It's my phone's default.
Oh, yeah.
So when I hit the search.
Dude, here you go. Jose, look at that one. You guys can look too. But Jose
I'm glad
you
can look. Hold on.
Let's get it. Oh, I get
season
it.
One, yeah, season 3.
The food one, dude.
Food one.
Like, he's like, he can close his jacket. Season one. Season three, not so much.
Three, he had to get a new jacket.
He's still like, ah, some bitch.
Yo, where's this burrito restaurant? I'm ready to pound that thing.
I'm coming.
That burrito one is in Vegas.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, man, like, this food isn't on Netflix anymore.
Dude, that was like that was my best time. Like, it literally is one of those shows you can either sit there and watch or background. It's the best because you look up stuff in his face.
Look down, you still know what he's doing.
You're like, okay, Adam, it's all right. He's like, no, look at that browning on that meme, and then he just stuffs his face. It's great.
It looks like Man vs. Food is on Hulu.
Good.
But they only have 5 episodes from season 2. So, not the best place to go.
Food one.
The other thing I don't like about the show is at the very end, they make all the people cheer and stuff for him or whatever, and then they have like this really, really, really
weird
lame,
question.
Yeah, interview like thing where he talks to the people after that. And it's just, it's so forced that it's just, whatever, get out of here.
Yeah, that like where they always have like that dumb girl's like, how would you do it again? And he's like, not any time in a million years, haha. And then like, that's it. And you're just like, oh, okay, cool. I would always skip it after that. I was like, ah, fuck this.
Yeah, no, I always just move to the next one after he's done. Oh, you didn't finish it? All right, next episode.
You did bad, okay.
You did bad.
He had a really bad part, though. Like, I remember I was watching like a couple back-to-back ones. Kept losing. What was going on here?
Probably because he was so fucking full.
Because he didn't have a break between the last one.
That'd be amazing if he literally just day after day.
12 episodes in a season. That's just a week and a half for him.
Yo, how much time does this guy spend with his toilet? No, probably, I'm serious.
It's probably the time in between episodes. He just has a computer set up and then just hangs out on the toilet.
Bro, I'll come back from Taco Bell and destroy my toilet.
Do you get the beef? Do you get the beef?
Yeah.
Don't get the beef, man.
It's cheaper, though.
It's got a laxative in it, bro.
What?
Ryan worked at Taco Bell. He knows.
Wait. One of the preservatives is also a laxative.
That's good, though. That cleans out your stomach.
That's true. Yes. If you're gonna put all that shit in your body, I mean, at least you got an exit strategy.
Get the beans, man. The beans are just like dehydrated beans. Nothing special. Add water. They're already refried. Delicious.
Damn, I'm going with the beef.
I'm about to walk over to Taco Bell right now. It's quite literally across the street.
Yo, hold up. Let me come with you.
Let's get off the topic of food. Jose, like an hour ago, you mentioned something about Buddy?
Yes.
Let's move with that. What is Buddy?
But I want to talk about members.
What else do we got to say?
He's clogging his arteries for your entertainment. How dare you?
He made it 3 seasons, and then they said, no, we can't afford your health insurance anymore.
So Buddy, go watch Buddy with Leanne. That's all. It's an indie movie, Buddy. It's a really weird, it's one of those like, I think it's a French one, or it's in that area of foreign film. And it's just, it's good.
Scandinavian movies. Norwegian movies. Those are the two genres it's under.
I guess Norwegian, I don't know. but it was basically like, it's this weird, it's good, but like, it's just, it's real. Like, if that's the way to put it. Like, you're going to watch the movie, it's going to be good, and then you're going to see the ending, and you're going to be like, oh, okay. Like, it doesn't, I forgot what other movie it was, but it's like a lot of those films, like in like those foreign films, they try to go for like realistic. They don't try to go for this whole like, oh, the guy's going to win the girl, you know? So like, it could be like, imagine it being like, you know, a movie where the guy, you know, runs across the world to go and see this girl, and the girl's like, no, I'm going to get married to this guy, bye. And like, that would be the ending for the movie. You know, like, it wouldn't be this, like, this kind of thing of where, like, you know, I understand. No, it'd be like, no, hello, I'm getting married. See you later. Bye. So it's one of those, like, that's how those foreign films, like, they try to do their endings. But that whole movie is just, like, it's good. It's like, it's like this whole friendship kind of thing. And it's good. It's definitely one of those movies I saw and I was like, I'm glad I watched this. Like, I wasn't going to be like, this is, you know, the number one movie of the world or the best indie movie ever. But it was a really just, it was a touching movie.
Is it like Wrist Cutters, a Love Story?
That was such a good movie, dude. That was so weird, though. It's in that same area of, like, you know, you watch it. Like, Wrist Cutters, I was like, this indie movie is just amazing. Same thing with Buddy. Like, Buddy, like, the whole premise is, like, if I remember all of it, it's basically some dude who, like, records himself, like, doing Jackass. All
right.
Like, It's just basically some guy who like records himself like doing crazy ass stunts, and then he does this crazy stunt in some building, and they see one of his videos, like they fall and they review it, and they were like, dude, we're gonna make this guy famous. So this guy kind of gets some fame, and he's always having camera crews follow him around, you know, because he's always doing like stupid stunts. But then it goes like into this whole in depth of like his real world and how it affected everyone around him and the people that he knows. Right. And like it's good. Like I saw it and I was like, this is a good movie. It gets kind of weird too. Like there's I don't want to get too into in depth because that's gonna ruin some of it. Mm-hmm. But like it's like real world where like, you know, not everyone's perfect, you know, like his best friend isn't this picture perfect best friend. Like
it's he's not a dick.
Like Ryan. No, it's not even that. It's not even that. It's like no. you'll get to see it later, but he basically has a problem where he can't leave where he lives. He like you remember Hey Arnold? He's Stoop Kid.
Oh, damn.
He's Stoop Kid. Like it's like that. It's in that sense. He's Stoop Kid, if you know that.
Yep.
And it's a really good movie, dude. I remember I saw it and I was like, this was fucking good. Like that's what actually made me want to watch Wrist Cutters for watching Buddy. Because I was like, I like, you know, like foreign films. I like, you know, but then I saw Buddy and I was like, wow, these indie movies are just fucking awesome because they're, you know, they don't try to do this cheesy, you know, they're like, this is how we're doing it. And if they don't like it, fuck it.
Right.
And then I saw that and I was like, let's see Wrist Cutters. And Wrist Cutters was Wrist Cutters was amazing. That was a masterpiece because it was just so weird and so out there. Yeah, Buddy. Watch Buddy. I'm sure Leanne will appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good.
I can't think of any other movie. I know I've seen a couple other ones. I know I saw Old Boy, but that's not really a foreign or like indie movie, but it's foreign. Old Boy, just if you watch Old Boy, watch Old Boy, then watch Buddy, because you're going to feel like shit after watching Old Boy. Buddy will cheer you back up. Kind of.
Really? You're going to feel like shit after watching Old Boy, huh?
Just dude, oh my God. It's a psychological movie, kind of. Like, you're going to watch it. You already read the whole kind of synopsis about it, where the guy's, you know, kidnapped and this and that. So you don't think it's going to be fucking ponies and happy times.
Is it like a battle royale type of thing?
Like, it's
just, you know, super gory and bloody and
it's whatever. Not super gory. There is blood, though, and there is those moments where they have, like, you know, bloody moments. But it's not like this just, you know, here's just gore everywhere.
Right.
But it is bloody. Like, I'm not going to say, you know, take a kid to watch it. It's bloody.
Be weird.
It's weird though. You're gonna watch it and be like, "Fuck." You're either gonna be like, "This was really just fucked up movie." You're gonna be like, "God damn it, Jose! Why the fuck did you tell me to watch this?" Because it's like I saw it. It was awesome. I liked it, but it's really when they say psychological, they weren't kidding. They fuck with you.
Oh shit!
Wow.
The premise is revenge. The premise is all about revenge. And that's all I can leave it at.
So my recommendation is Euro Dreams of Sushi. Jose's is Buddy. Alex, Ryan, what are you two?
Shaolin Grandma.
What?
Yo, you think I'm making this shit up?
Did you just type Google Shaolin's and just hope for the best?
Yo.
Shaolin Grandma. It's unavailable, though.
Mine is Buddy and Old Boy, though. I'm giving you two turns. I'm getting you like kind of happy and just fucked up.
Oh, what? It is available. Why did it say non-available? Shaolin Grandma.
Granny's got a little bit more fight left in her.
And to prove it, she sets out to win back her temple. Something Miyoko lost a long time ago when she was defeated by a martial artist, Ipuna Sashi.
This fucking box art, are you kidding me? Kung Fu has a new master. It's like a little old cleaning lady.
It's like cue balls. Do you see
balls? Yeah, it's like billiard balls.
Look at this.
Fire.
Okay, have you actually seen this movie, Bob?
Nope.
Let's watch it. We gotta watch it one night.
I wish they didn't take watching movies together away from Xbox.
Well, oh my God, this is
great. We should watch it one night. Not tonight, because I'm sure, you know, Ryan, you're going to be going to bed, and Alex, you too, probably.
Yeah, so. Dude, I'm about to go to bed right now.
But one day, we should all... None of you guys watch this. We'll watch it together.
Oh, it's you only won't an have hour. To stop me.
Netflix's best guess for me is 1.9 stars.
It's dude, my Netflix is
only
just,
one way to find out.
My Netflix is just fucked up.
I used to have a very respectable Netflix with suggestions catered to my whim.
Did you let other people borrow it?
Sarah's mom has it and Scott has it.
That was my problem too, dude. I let people borrow it.
Somebody just watched Runaway Bride, so now it's suggesting LOL with freaking Miley Cyrus.
Of course. I mean, what else?
Demi Moore, really? Prison Break. Why would I ever watch Prison Break? Drop Dead Diva. The Lorax. Friday Night Lights. How I Met Your Mother. Weeds. That makes sense. Because I've watched Weeds. Yeah, it's just fucked up.
Well.
It's like, because he watched I'm a Pretty Little Princess. Here. Because you watched Abduction. Like, I'd ever watch Abduction with that kid from Twilight.
Robert Pattinson, or the other kid that never wore a shirt?
I didn't
Taylor
watch.
Taylor something.
The browner one. The werewolf.
That'd be the dude that never wore a shirt. Taylor something.
The werewolf.
Taylor Lautner? Yeah, Lautner. Taylor Lautner. Yep.
Although something's been tempting me to watch Trigun again.
Taylor Lautner kind of looks like your brother, Ryan. Like, yeah. Your brother would be a kind of, like, a little bit more of a wider version of Taylor Lautner.
Scott's not white at all, dude.
I'm saying just a little bit. Like, this guy...
Scott's, like, black.
Okay.
Maybe they're on
He's,
par,
like, the brownest one of the family. I think he passed my mom. Damn, he is chiseled. That could be Scott.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they would probably be, like... What is he? He's a model or something?
Yeah, now, Scott comes off from work. Man, it's a rough day. I'm like, oh, what? Standing around at the mall with your shirt off was
looking
brutal?
A little pissed and brooding in the
Holding
corner.
Holding clothes. Must be rough. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, shit. Kids moving to Hawaii in September. Piece
moving
of shit.
To Hawaii.
Scott, he got into school in Hawaii.
I know. I'm just putting emphasis on moving to Hawaii, not going on vacation in Hawaii.
Moving,
he's going
living
to live there
for at least 4 years of his life. Not consecutively, because he'll go on his mission to who knows where.
Well,
I wonder if he'll go somewhere exotic or somewhere like me.
Chicago.
Chicago was pretty exotic. I'm not gonna lie. That's some very interesting characters. You too good to talk to me, boy? No, sir. You just scared the bejesus out of me. Please don't stick your finger in my butt.
Everybody's name there was Joe.
What up, Joe? I miss it, dude. I want to go back so bad. I'm trying to go next year.
There was one movie, a foreign movie, that my brother saw the other day, and I was watching, you know, pieces of it here and there. It looks fucking insane. Don't remember what it was called, though. But we should definitely watch that. Oh, here it is. Flying Swords of Dragon Gate.
What?
The movie's called Flying Swords of Dragon Gate.
Flying Swords of Dragon Gate. Man, if you're looking for, like, some kung fu movies, have you guys seen Ip Man?
Yes.
Nope.
One and two?
Yes.
Yeah. The first one was way better than the second one.
Yes.
The second one was still
yes,
pretty
it was.
Interesting. Ryan, do you like kung fu movies? Yeah? Really?
In the right light.
I kind of outgrew him.
Shut up, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
This one is based
That's
on
really the only word I can use for it. Like, it's not that I don't like them. I just don't watch them anymore. Like anime. Like, I like anime, but, you know, I don't want to, like...
Shut your mouth about anime, Ryan.
Humiliate myself in front of my peers by watching anime. No, I'm just kidding.
But, well,
I know it. I know. I've seen...
Ip Man is pretty good, though.
Flying Swords. I think I've actually seen this one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch an occasional one, you know.
This isn't one of those ones where they fucking can jump off trees and shit, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is? I don't want to watch it then.
Dude, it's insane. Trust
is it a real Jet Li movie where it dies halfway through for about half an hour?
I don't know. Every time I looked at the TV, there was some shit going down constantly.
What's that one where he's like chained up? Shit.
I think it's called Jet Li and Chained Up.
Sure. Actually, it might be.
Maybe.
He's like, he lives in a house, or I don't know.
He lives in a house, and he's fighting people. But
he trains,
yes.
And he learns how to fight. It's like, yeah, it's brutal, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think Samuel Jackson's in it.
I read a semi-interesting fact about Samuel Jackson the other day, where he started, I don't know if it was just cursing in general, or just using the word motherfucker, because he had a really bad stuttering problem, and that's how he got over it, was yelling motherfucker a bunch.
But he uses it in every sentence.
Yeah,
so
well,
did he really get over it?
Probably, he just studies it. You know what, I like this word.
I'm sick of telling these motherfuckers things on this motherfucking plane.
I still haven't seen that movie,
by the way.
The
people that brought you Lions on a Bus, we present Llamas on a Train.
Llamas on a Train.
Tired of all these motherfuckers llamas on this motherfucking train. Oh, shit.
Hmm.
I think my favorite thing Samuel Jackson ever did was the Go the Fuck to Sleep audiobook. That is, like, one of the greatest things I've ever heard. Samuel Jackson reading a nighttime book saying, go the fuck to sleep. It's beautiful.
I'm about to do that.
So,
amen,
did you guys
brother.
Catch, real quick, we'll end on this. Did you guys check that Aisha, whatever her last
Tyler?
Name is, Tyler? She did an AMA today.
Oh, did she?
Yep. The first thing, let me see if I can't find it.
Who?
Yeah. Aisha Tyler?
Girlwood. Aisha?
Girlwood from Ubisoft.
Oh. The fuck is that?
The voice actor of Lana in Archer.
Archer.
The very first question, the most upvoted thing, is just someone going, Lana? Lana? Lana! She's a what? Next person, Danger Zone. First thing. I went in there, I was not disappointed. Everything else after that, I was, whatever.
Wait, where is that?
I linked it.
No, I know, but where is that?
It's the top one.
I see. How do you keep your hair so perfect?
Oh, you gotta sort it by top, bro.
I see top 200 comments.
I don't know what that means.
You gotta click where it says best and click on it, and then sort it by top.
I don't see the word best.
Oh. It's right underneath top 200 comments.
I don't see the words top 200 comments.
Oh my god, Ryan.
Look, dude, I swear, I see, hi, I'm Aisha.
Okay, you see where it says sorted by, and then like something, click on that where it says by, and then
go under
top.
The description of her thing.
Shut the fuck up. Man, best. I'm under best, and it says, how do you keep your hair so perfect?
Okay, now go to
sort
top.
By top.
Oh, click top. That bitch and hit top.
I got you. Shit, there's no need to be a bitch, dull. God.
You leave me alone, guys.
Like how after the Danger Zone one, it's like, go home, everyone. Work here is complete.
Yeah, that was it. And it said like five or six other times, but you know, whatever. I like the one where it says, "How big are your hands?" in all caps.
Normal fucking size.
Yeah, normal fucking size and proportional to my body. God damn it. Anyways, it's an okay AMA. It's not the greatest. I think that she was good in Archer, but everything that I've seen her in aside from that has been meh.
I didn't know she was in anything else.
Oh my god. Even
she's
though
gonna, she's gonna host.
I didn't know she was black, line. So.
No.
She's gonna host Whose Line?
This is even though as Lana Kane, you can never quite decide between Cyril and Archer. Who would you, Aisha, pick between John or Chris and why? Oh lord, I love them both. Ace John is the sly yet remote lover, and Chris is the insanely well hung neighbor that makes you lose your job because you've been having sex nonstop for 4 days and have forgotten your name, where you live, and what your pets' names are. Also, your pets are dead because you forgot to feed them. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So there's stuff like that. But it's. She uses the word superlative.
Superlative. Superlative.
Superlative. She uses that word a lot.
Maybe she likes that word.
She needs to stop.
I'm just saying, it's like you can back it off a little bit.
I hear you saying the all the time, and I have to deal with that shit.
I go a whole day without saying
that
word.
Maybe it's one of his favorite words. He never shuts the fuck up about it.
Anyways, thanks everybody for listening to this week's podcast. Do you guys have anything else to say to
shit, that was it?
The people?
Yes, it? I'm going to go play Metro. Bye.
How long have we been going for?
What's up, Ryan?
How long have we been going for?
Hour 40 in the call. I don't know. Over an hour easily.
All
right.
Shit.
If you want to keep talking, you know.
No, goodbye, everybody.
Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. It's been real fun.
All right. Later.
Go watch those movies. All the links will be on the website.
And then tweet us what you thought. Fuck it.
Yeah. Especially Terry, because he was here the whole time.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right,
and
Terry.
Dole.
Bye,
don't forget everybody. Dole is here as well.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got the real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Get your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam.